Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of the Darwin Awards podcast. This week is going to be a little bit different. Every 30 episodes, we decide to use a Patreon episode and upload it to the main podcast just so you can get an idea of what Patreon looks like, what it sounds like. It's a little bit different from our regular episodes. We bring stories that don't always involve someone dying. Sometimes it's just near death. Sometimes it's just weirdly death related, but it's a fun podcast that you can actually subscribe to. If you click on the link below, you'll see some links that will take you to the bonus episodes, the Patreon episodes, the archived episodes, and you can get them for $5 per month. What follows, which you're about to hear, is clips from various Patreon episodes that I have put together for you to listen to, some of our favorite, most recent and favorite stories. So enjoy, and if you like it, go ahead and click on the link below and you can join us on our Patreon and get tons of episodes and tons of funny content. And or you can join us if you prefer Apple Podcasts. You can click on the link to the bonus podcast episodes on Apple Podcast app as well. So completely up to you, but we'd love it if you would join us there, okay? All right, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week with a live episode of the Darwin Awards podcast.
I'm trying not to move my microphone for you or do annoying noises.
I'm trying not to breathe.
Hold your breath the entire podcast.
Please. I can get a little, I don't know, you breathy, so try not to do that.
Well, for our people who listen to the bonus episode, this is an exciting time because it's a weirdo.
Which is everybody.
That's true.
Everybody listening. That's right. He's got a point.
You used to make fun of me for everybody that's listening.
Unless
that's
true. Joe posts this as like a bonus episode at one point, and
that's what I was thinking actually, but I want to bring it up. But yeah, we have. There's an exciting time because we have some really apparently really great stories that happened this week. One of the weird ones that I'm going to bring is not for the kids. Definitely not for the kids.
Well,
almost
let's
not
start
for adults,
it out.
Really?
Well, didn't mom give this to you?
Mom sent it to me.
Mom did send it to us.
She sent it to you.
That's right, Adam. But I had a friend who sent it to me. Yeah, I got it from a friend.
Yeah. Well,
because they had a similar experience. These friends that sent it to us, but they didn't crash.
And there, this is all I sent mom when she sent me that article. Can you see that?
A Ryan Reynolds gift.
It's a palm in face.
Face palm with it. It's just like, mom.
It's not the kind of story you want to get from your mom.
No.
Can I guess, since I didn't know?
So you haven't heard the story yet?
No, okay. I wasn't sent the link.
All right,
if I
go
was,
for it.
It didn't update.
I mean, your guess couldn't be worse than the story, so go for it.
It has something to do with sexual activities on while driving.
That is exactly what it is. How'd you know that?
You gave away subtle hints.
Okay, here we go. A Florida driver. Okay, this is not for kids again. If you're listening with your kids, you should definitely not do that. It's irresponsible parenting. And
is it? You're a bad parent, right?
that
officially unless you're currently at a children's drag show somewhere in the country right now,
then you're already being a bad parent.
Yeah, go for it.
Saying?
Yeah.
Okay. A Florida driver nearly had his penis bitten off by a woman after he lost control of his car in a head-on collision.
That's a terrible.
Yeah, they think they're hilarious in this
head-on collision. Yeah. Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue responded to an accident on North Ocean Boulevard and 19th Street on Thursday after the unidentified man crashed his vehicle into a FedEx van. Authorities told Local 10 News that the man lost control of the vehicle around 7 p.m. after becoming distracted by his girlfriend's sexual acts.
There's so many ways that could go with this story. Like, there's so many clever puns and
clever
things.
Clever is not exactly what I was talking about.
Can you get to the climax of the story?
Yeah. See, not clever. Really.
He already did. The guy ran into a FedEx truck and almost lost his package.
There's more. Know. There's more. The lost his package. I missed that one.
Well done.
The couple was found half naked in their SUV. It can be seen in photos laying on the ground. Like this accident was bad enough that they couldn't recover to like pull up their pants or anything. Like they had to be pulled out of the car.
Back
to
the unconscious. Yeah, it's embarrassing, really.
The Florida driver nearly, the man left, there's a picture there, almost had his thing bitten off, the FedEx driver appears to be sitting casually on the sidewalk after the crash and sustained mild injuries.
Is he supposed to be like chaotic running around? What's he supposed to be doing?
The man appears to be in pain as officers gather around him while he laid on his back. The woman who had her jeans around her ankles laid face down on the pavement in nothing but her underwear and a white tank top.
And in shame, that's all.
She sustained mild injuries. He sustained injuries to his groin area.
This makes for a great story later on.
Now, it does say, though, that there is no evidence that... The white commercial van had significant damage to its hood and appeared the airbags were deployed. But there's no evidence that the man actually has lost reproduction status. So...
That's a status you can have.
I have my reproduction card.
There's something on your driver's license that you can just claim
reproduction status. Still shooting bullets.
This guy's not dangerous. He can't even reproduce. It's fine. All right, here we go. A Ram. You guys know what a Ram is, right?
It's a Dodge.
A truck or the animal?
Not the Dodge Ram. A regular Ram. In South Sudan, will spend 3 years at a military camp as punishment for killing a woman earlier this month.
You can't punish a freaking goat. It doesn't understand the concept.
It does, okay? It's been a bad goat.
We actually punish animals all the time. If a dog bites a stranger, we put the dog to death.
Okay, this is a goat, though. It's like an insect. They punish this ant for biting a woman, and they made it stay in its hole. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense for a goat.
Speaking to the local media, Major Elijah Mayborn said, the ram attacked the 45-year-old woman by hitting her repeatedly in the ribs. She died as a result of injuries. Following the attack, the ram was apprehended and taken to police custody.
I don't mess with goats or rams, because those headbutts, I have no desire.
Police to provide safety and separate fights, but in this one, the incident occurred with a ram who so dumb.
The police arrested the ram. What country is this?
I told you, South Sudan.
Okay, so it's some weirdo, freaky country. This isn't like a mainstream industrialized nation.
It's going
no. That's where all four-door cars come from, Joe.
The sedans.
It's going to like a school for training to be a good ram.
Probably.
Adam kept saying Sudan, but it's Sudan.
It's from Sudan.
Sudan. They said it real fast. Sudan. Sudan.
The general in the army said that we had to apprehend this ram. And,
no, the police major guy said it.
Major? Is that a police thing? In Thailand, police... in the northeastern region, have arrested a forest-dwelling, self-proclaimed holy man whose followers allegedly worship corpses and consume bodily fluids as a cure for sickness.
Oh, no. Tell me it's not blood. Is it
These
blood?
Things exist?
There were chaotic scenes as officers raided the thatched roof, the thatched houses of 75-year-old Thawi Nanra on Sunday, deep in a jungle. Supporters screamed and jostled the police as the bearded, shirtless, white-haired man was led to a police vehicle. That's exactly how I pictured him, some sort of...
Santa Claus.
Yeah. real Santa Claus. That's how we get all the presents.
Police said they found 11 corpses on the premises, and they were believed to be the bodies of his followers. He had a dozen followers living with him. Coffins containing bodies were scattered around this house. And his followers reportedly told authorities that the leader's urine and phlegm were believed to be cures for diseases.
Oh, that is
Wait a minute.
Bad.
Wait, his followers are named urine and phlegm?
No.
No.
That's how you read it, right?
No.
His followers, urine That's and phlegm.
His followers told horrible. Authorities that their leader's urine and phlegm
okay,
were right. believed to be cures
oh, wait,
for diseases.
Not the dead people's?
So their leader's the leaders. Names are urine and phlegm.
Well, wow. his stuff Just was, kidding. But let me see. It says, Authorities believe the group existed for more than 4 years without anyone noticing because the location of the leader's house was in a remote forest area. That's all the article says about
it. How do you lure people into that? That's weird.
You just get your family members and neighbors.
I think it's more like the way that spam email works. They send out a trillion, and they catch the dumbest people. So he goes, every person he ever meets, he says, you know, my urine can cure diseases. And eventually, someone's going to be like, really?
Come move out here. Joe, you bring the weird stuff. The really weird. Did Katie give you that story?
No. What? No.
Okay.
I just found it.
All right, guys. So you ready?
You advertised your stories as being each one better than the next.
Are you ready to not to be in disbelief for this?
Crap. What's happening?
That's a fake dog. That's a fake dog.
Not fake.
Look at the claws.
Oh, my. What is that?
Man spends 12,480 yen to become a dog and practice rolling, sitting, and paw.
That's euros, by the way. Or lira.
Oh, euros?
Lira.
There's a man inside of this video.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a man who dressing up as a dog, or he's like turned into a dog?
He's been medically turned into a look like a dog.
No, no.
You don't think so?
No, he's wearing a costume.
We're watching a video of the dog.
This is the creepiest thing I've ever seen. What is he?
What?
This is the creepiest
thing happening
I've ever
here?
Seen. What is that?
It's not creepy unless what Adam is suggesting is real. It could just be a person in a costume. Unless they like surgically put it on his body.
Did he have that sewed onto his skin? Like the dog? The dog costume sewed onto himself?
It looks like a very realistic collie, border collie, but overly large and person's inside
something
that.
Something weird about it. It's almost like...
I think what this happened in this article is that he actually, from real dog hair and an actual dog, they have made this suit from the dog for this man to get inside of, basically.
Okay.
And he can wear it all he wants all the time. It looks
I
very
hope he's
freaky.
Suffocated
it's like
inside
a collie dog we're looking at here where it's just looks like a machine inside of a dog.
I don't know
at
what
mechanical
point in your life that's what your decision is. Like, I really want to pretend to be a dog as an adult.
I want to be a dog. Become a dog.
We need to call it what it is. These are mentally ill people. He's mentally ill.
No, we need to call it what it is. He's a border collie, Joe.
Okay. Well, okay, now I know why I said yen, because I thought it said euros, but it said he spent approximately 2 million yen, which equates to 12,000 euros, right?
Mm-hmm. Which equates to how many dollars?
He wanted to be his favorite breed of canine, which is a collie.
So he's wearing a dead dog. He looks like a dog. Like,
that's why it looks so realistic. The head of that dog looks like a dog.
So when I go up to pet a dog and a human tongue comes out and licks my hand, I should...
break its neck. Immediately.
I would punch this dog right in the face for licking me.
And I would just stand there like a dog, like have be on a leash, and then start talking to people. Okay. I'm a dog. And I can talk.
My name is Bill. Hello.
No, I just make it sound like it's a
can
dog.
Can you
like,
imagine hi. Just walking up to someone, walking a dog that is a human inside of it, and they're like trying to pretend that they're just having a normal experience? Yes, this is my dog.
I would sit like a human on a couch and just be like, yeah, I've transitioned to be a real dog.
Who picks up its poop? Is it a bag? Do you have a bag that you pick
it
up?
You do so many things with a costume like that, right, guys? I mean, you could really have a good
like
time.
Like what?
You
what
could have fun. See, I can understand pulling pranks and
so
having
many
fun
pranks
with that. But it seems like this article...
So many scary, this guy, scare your wife
things. This guy went beyond being a furry or whatever those things are to a... I'm a dog.
Yeah, he wants to be a doctor. Well, that's fine. Some people can be what they
want
to be these days.
You can do whatever you want. I don't care. But if you died doing it, wait, how did he die?
He didn't die.
He died as a person. He's now a dog. So.
So does he have a dog name? Like you can't say a dead name, like a real name or something or whatever.
It's in Chinese or Japanese.
It doesn't give a dog name. We need a name for this dog.
I could give you what it looks like in
Roscoe.
Japanese characters.
You want to hear really that much? You guys want to hear what would be a totally plausible headline? World's first talking dog.
That would.
And I could see that. People being like, "Oh yes, it is a talking dog."
No,
because that's
wrong,
what we're that's how we're treating world's pregnant
first men. Male pregnant dog.
Yeah, exactly. Pregnant dog. Exactly.
Let's give the people what they want.
A dog and a woman have a baby for the first time ever.
Man marries dog. And
dog.
My story does
involve
death, and I'd like to read a couple headlines okay, or a couple paragraphs
let's
here.
Let's get on. Move on. Yeah.
Go on, Ben.
Patreons.
Yeah, I got a story out of Washington. Olympic National Forest, which is right nearby where I live. I actually heard this one on the radio, and I was like, I gotta look this up. The Jefferson County Fire Department rescued a California woman who was visiting, who was out camping. She became stuck in a vault toilet. That's one of those ones when you're out camping that has like a deep pit below it.
Oh, gross.
I know. Okay, so like outhouses, right?
Yeah.
But it has a hole.
I always wondered about outhouses. Do you have to move them every, you know, 5 months or whatever?
I don't know.
Sometimes they have like a latrine thing. Where it's just
I meant like back in the day, the old westerns. Like, you don't just leave the outhouse. You have to dig a new hole and bury that one and move your outhouse.
Hmm. I don't know. Well, can you guess how she fell down into that toilet?
She was looking in there. She dropped her phone.
She dropped something.
She did. She dropped her phone. She told rescuers that she dropped her cell phone into the vault toilet while she was using it.
Nope. Buy a new one. It's over.
She tried to take the toilet apart to get it.
Oh,
but when that didn't work, she said she used her dog's leash to try and fish it out.
Okay. All right.
That's creative.
She tried to
gross.
Hold up. How she used the dog leash is not. She used the leash as a support to lower herself down into
no,
it.
She didn't.
No.
Oh, gosh.
But it wasn't strong enough. It wasn't strong enough. She ended up sliding down and fell into the toilet head into the vault head first. It says, and the article literally says head first into it.
So wait, this lady survive? I don't know what happened here.
She spent around 20 minutes trying to get out before using the phone that she retrieved to call 911 from inside.
Oh, gosh, that is awful.
You're like, I'm in a crappy situation right now. Come pick me up right now.
I knew that joke was coming. That's a horrible joke.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to call and say? I'm stuck in... I'm just in knee-deep in crap. I don't know. I'm just sitting here in a toilet.
If that had happened to me, because this is like last... You'd call your wife first or someone else. You wouldn't want to make
a
scene.
Nope.
Okay. And eventually you would be suffocating so bad. You're like, okay, this is so bad.
The crew said she was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases. But
yeah.
The fire crew were able to get her out. And then they hosed her down.
Oh, well, I would too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then they gave her a hazmat type suit to wear because she didn't have any clothing. She did not want any medical attention. She literally, after they
was
put her in, she got in her car and she drove away and they don't even know her name. She's gone.
And she honestly, first of all, I've seen these toilets. They're not, and you sit on them. How do you drop your phone in them? You're not turning around to flush it or anything. Maybe she wanted to take a picture of something that was down there.
No, people are on their phone all the time. I'm on the phone all the time in the bathroom. I get it, but
I've never got close to dropping it in the toilet.
She might have set it on her leg while reaching for some toilet paper.
There you go. Maybe. See? Maybe.
I had a really weird headline where I felt stupid. This is it says, in Louches, a sexagenarian dies in the woods. And I was like, what is a sexagenarian?
It's a 60-year-old. Someone in their 60s.
Is it? Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A
septuagenarian is somebody in their 70s. An octogenarian is someone in their
80s. That's a dumb word.
That's a dumb word. Though. I agree, but
it's someone
in their 60s.
I read a different article that made me believe it was the name of the town, sexagenaria or something like that.
We would have sounded really dumb if we'd all played along with that.
You're saying because he's from that town, he's a sexagenarian?
He's from sexagenaria.
That's what I... after I couldn't figure out what sexagenarian was.
So
he wound up, the man was chopping wood, but actually chopped a tree down that fell on him. So I guess there's some Darwin there, but he's.
What am I, old. Joe? What am I?
I don't know. Lower than 60s. I guess in the 50s would be a quintagenarian.
Yeah.
And then
quadragenarian.
And I'm guessing it's a treintagenarian in your 30s. That's my guess.
Trigenarian?
Could be trigenarian. Who do we know that's a sexagenarian?
I just want to start our telling parents? People that, though. Like,
mom is a sexagenarian?
Are they in their 70s, though?
Yeah.
I'm not telling.
They're in their 70s.
I don't know how old our parents are. I always forget.
You don't?
Well, I'm bad at that. I don't know.
They're 73. So, I want to be able to tell people when they say, what's something interesting about yourself? Oh, I'm a trigenarian. You know, what's that?
Start saying,
just don't Google it.
I'm a trigenarian. I'm really into it.
Or everyone in my work, all the kids in my work always talk about, what are you, Pisces or something? You know, I'm like,
polygenarian.
See, I have been a trigenarian for 8 years. Again, I will not.
And I'm in the best health of my life.
I like that. I love these words. These are really helpful.
Yeah, well, Ben thought it was a town. So
I thought it was an occupation or something.
I thought it was an occupation, and then when I read the article, when I translated, I thought it was a town, and then you told us what it really was.
Imagine what these kids are going to think. A trigenarian.
What do you do for work?
Boys and girls?
No, I'm a like, what are you?
I'm going to leave it there.
I'm going to start to tell people it's my job. I'm a sexagenarian.
My mom and dad, yeah, you like mom and dad used to be sexagenarians. Not anymore.
They were really into it.
They stopped doing that a few years ago. They were really into it.
All right. I think we've overplayed the joke.
All right. See you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.